we live by the faith of the Son of God. Faith ensures productivity. That means every time we meet faith with the word of God, we are productive. The word is the gospel. That means the gospel was designed for your faith. The gospel, the word of God, is the raw material for faith. The factory for the fabrication of faith is your spirit. The machine, Malakaya. The equipment for fabricating the faith is meditation. You need to raise the level of your faith so you can raise the level of your productivity.
Around your family, your marriage, your relationship, your business and career, death has no assignment around your body. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
Because we partake of the bread of life. But he says, the prophetic type of that bread, when it came in Genesis, God had to create a posture. When it came in the old covenant, God had to create a posture. It's called hunger. He made them hungry that they may receive. That means there has to be a desire. There has to be an expectation. Lord, what word do you have for me tonight? Let a noun word come for me. Let a tailored made word come for me. Let a precise word come for me. Lord, put my word in pastor's mouth. In the name of the Lord Jesus, put my... That's an expression of hunger. And truly, you know, between last... The kind of testimonies that has come in, glory to God. Between Easter Sunday and now is explosive. Glory to God. Explosive. Physical healings, transformations, encounters, all kinds of testimonies. Amen. By Sunday second service, we'll take some testimonies. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, can go ahead and rejoice. You know why I got to that? Yesterday, somebody was sharing me. He's a minister in another ministry. I mentor him. He says, at third service, God put my word in your mouth. He was able to catch up with third service. Some of the people that follow us, at least some catch with second service, catch with third service after their own services. He says, God put my word. He said, when you gave that story about Bishop Oyedepo dancing the people in, it was as though something, you're talking about, I talked about rejoicing, right? Responding to redemption. He said, it was as though a weight left me. He's a pastor. Amen. He said, a weight left me. And I knew exactly what next to do. Now, I say that to say this. The expression, he's a pastor, God put my word in your mouth. That means there was a hunger, there was a desire. And that's the first level, the first posture for receiving the word from God. There has to be a desire. Don't just sit down like you came to church. No. Lord, tonight you must talk to me. I must hear your word. That means pastor will be saying many things, but out of the many things, something will spark in my spirit. Oh, glory to God. Something will be lighted upon my soul. Hallelujah. Praise God. The second posture, like I said, is humility. It says with meekness. With meekness, we receive the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. That's the posture of humility. That means what you knew before is not important. As the word is coming, every contrary opinion is dropped like hot potatoes. Oh, glory to God. And then you receive. You receive without meekness. Hallelujah. That's the posture. Another one is rejoicing. Rejoicing in hope. Rejoicing in expectation. Your heart is glad. You are stirred like a lover waiting to hear the next instruction from, the next word from his lover or from a lover. Are we together? Glory to God forevermore. That's the posture. So tonight we're going to receive God's word. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. What to do when there is no change as yet? This should be part two, right? You may be seated. Praise God. Hallelujah. Right. What to do when there is no change as yet? Thank you, Lord. This should be part two now. All right. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse number 16 to 18, very quickly. We read Numbers 23:19 also. Then we read 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. All right. What to do when there is no change as yet? Part 2. We say there are two kinds of change. The first one is the internal change, which is the inward transformation. All right. Then the second one is the outward change. the external manifestations. Okay? So, when we say, when there's no change as yet, we're talking about the outer manifestation. All together. But you see, they are connected. As we go through the teachings, even from last week, you begin to see that the outer changes are a result of the inward transformations. Have it together. Very important. You know, most times people focus on what is happening on the outside. Okay, this has happened. This has not happened yet. Why is this not happening? And forget the most important part of the change equation. And that is the inward transformation. Have it together. From the things you heard last week, I'm very sure you had made up your mind to pay attention to the things that matter. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right. You see, your heart has been designed to reproduce for you what it has experienced. You've heard me say that again and again. That means as long as your heart or your soul has not experienced a thing, you are waiting in futility. It may never happen. Praise God. So, the inward change first. Inward change first. But we're talking about why, what do you do when the external change has not happened? Amen. Praise God. Let's read the scriptures. Then we'll review, do a little review of last week. Hi. He says, for which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed. How? Day by day. Verse 17. For our light afflictions. That means curved balls that life throw, that life throws at people. Okay? Unexpected things, delays. He called them light afflictions. Challenges. Okay? You thought this was going to happen this way, but suddenly it came out this way. He called them light afflictions. Okay? The troubles that we face, the mountains that you come across as you journey through life on your path of destiny. He called them light affliction. And just to pay attention to that phrase, light affliction. I love the mindset of Paul. And this is a revelation of God's mind to us. That means no matter what you're going through, it is classified as what? Light affliction. It's not just affliction. It is called what? Light affliction. That means the scripture has commonized it. It's the same thing Paul was saying in 1 Corinthians, I believe. Is it chapter 10 or 15? He says, there's no temptation that will come to you except that which is common to man. Which is common to man. Telling us that we have to commonize whatever we go through in life. He says, except that which is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you can handle. And yet, in the same temptation or trial, he will make a way of escape. That means your job is to look for the way of escape. Are you getting that? That means in whatever situation, you are trying to break into something and it's as though you are hemmed in. God is saying, number one, commonize it. You know, when Satan can make you believe that what you are going through is just peculiar to you, nobody on earth, you know, that complex. And firstly, it is to say something that blesses me, especially when she's talking to ladies. You tell them, look, don't behave like you are too complex. You are too complex to be understood. You know, ladies like to say, I'm complex. Nobody understands me. You are not that complex. What you are going through is not that complex. He calls it light affliction. He says it is common. Do you understand? It's not peculiar to you. So don't let Satan trap you in that cocoon. Oh, nobody understands what I'm going through. Okay. And, you understand? Looking for pity. Looking for self-pity. Are we together? Sure. Looking for who can pamper you in the childishness. He says, commonize it. Commonize it. And then judge God faithful. See that God is faithful. Who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you can handle? That means if it came to you, you have the ability to handle it. Ah, if it ever came your way, it's because you can handle it. You know why? Problems gravitate towards their solutions. If it came to you, the answer is in you. So quit crying. Why am I from this kind of family? Keep quiet. It's because you can handle it. And it's because through that your unique challenges, you understand the context of unique now. Answer is going to come from you. That will manifest the victory of Jesus and bring forth great testimony and bring glory to the name of the Lord. Have it together. And he says, in that place, there's a way of escape. You will look and you will see it. Back to our scripture. For a light affliction, is somebody blessed by that? Which is but for a moment. That means it shouldn't last for too long. So when certain things are getting prolonged, you should pause and ask questions. And in fact, the answers are what I'm about to share with you. And also part of the answers are the things I shared last week. He said it's but for a moment. He works for you, oh God. That means whatever you go through, whatever light affliction is on assignment, is on employment, he works for you. You know that Satan is God's employee. Are you aware? Are you aware? That means you really need him to do things on the earth. As far as this dispensation is concerned. Look at the crucifixion of Jesus. Imagine if there was no Satan. No redemption for you. Oh, glory to God. Can you see? This should completely shift your perspective. He says he works for us. He's on assignment. That delay in that financial stuff you're expecting is an assignment. Whatever it is, he said it's working for you. An eternal weight, put it up, of glory. Worketh for us a far more exceeding and an eternal weight of glory. That means as you do Bible prescription, as you subscribe to what God has said, as far as handling these things is concerned, all these things are concerned, he's saying he's going to produce a harvest, a result that is greater than the affliction. That's what he's saying. He worketh for us an exceeding, far more exceeding, far more exceeding, far more exceeding. That means you have to tell yourself, look, whatever is going on, the testimony that will come out of this will swallow up whatever I've gone through. It will swallow up whatever is happening. Have it together. Weight of glory. Verse 18 now. Oh God. Now this shows you your responsibility now. Why we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, and the things which are not seen are eternal. Numbers 23:19. If you have contemporary English version, you can put it up. We'll read King James first, then you give us CEV. He said, God is not the man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. He's telling us about the character of God and his commitment to his promises. That means if God gave you a word, he's committed to make it come to pass. He is. He is faithful. He's not the man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should change his mind. Has he said it? Will he not do it? Has he spoken? Shall he not make it go? CEV. Thank you, Lord. That's contemporary English version. You should have it on that your app. You don't have it? Praise God. Hallelujah. Any other contemporary version? Thank you, Lord. Let me receive it for you. Ooh. Okay. All right. We should be okay with this. Look at this. God is not man. One giving to lies. And not the son of man changing his mind. That's the focus. Lies and the change of mind. Does he speak and not do what he says? Does he promise and not come true? 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. Message translation. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are we out there? All right. He says, we couldn't be more sure of what we saw and heard. God's glory, God's voice. The prophetic word was confirmed to us. You would do well to keep focusing on it. To focus on what? On the prophetic word. He's talking about the word of God. Okay? It's the light. It is the one light you have in a dark time. As you wait for daybreak and the rising of the morning star in your heart. Did you get that? So, what is the one thing you have in dark time? That word. The prophetic word. Praise God. Last week we began to talk about, let's see, what are the reasons why there could be a delay? Okay. What are the reasons? Why would a believer, we said, why there could be a delay in the outward change that a believer desires? Okay. And we went through seven things, right? Number one, we said what? The lack of strong desire for change. The lack of strong desire for change. Many times, people assume that because they just wish things should be different, God will pick the wish and work with it. The kind of wish that God picks and works with is called desire. In fact, it's called strong desire. Okay? So someone said, hey, I know I'll be blessed. I know I'll be prospering. In this life, I'll never be broke. Okay? I wish somebody can just have this kind of household. That is a statement of intention. If it's not back to the strong desire, it will not happen. Are we together? And we went to instances in scriptures where the Bible shows us clearly that, look, what you exchange for what you desire is a strong desire. Are we together? All right. Number two, we said what? Ignorance of the right kingdom principle for the outer change that is desired. He said, do you know the ordinances of heaven? Can you use them to regulate the earth? So we have the right principles to be applied for the change that you desire. For example, in finances, if you don't understand the laws that govern the flow of money and the flow of wealth, that you intend to be wealthy makes no difference. You will not be wealthy. Have it together. You have to understand the laws and the principles. Number three. We say sin consciousness and condemnation. All right. It paralyzes faith and it holds believers down. I'm saying the cure to that is what? The revelation of the grace and the fatherhood of God. That's the cure to sin consciousness. Right? And of course, by extension, understanding of righteousness. Number four. Lack of an oath of promise. That means what you desire. I want to marry. What's your oath of promise from scriptures? I've been trying to marry for 3 years now. I'm not married. What's your oath of promise from scriptures? It's a strong desire. Maybe you have seen from God's word, or you have understood the principle of positioning, like Ruth positioned for Boaz. Amen. Interestingly, that's what people learn first. Amen. It's nice. But where's your oath of promise? Praise God. Where's your oath of promise? You are believing God for the salvation of a loved one, the healing of a chronic illness in someone in the family. You need an oath of promise. And I say, don't be a priest without an oath. According to Hebrews, that's what you use to enter in within the veil. Praise God. It's a which hope we have as an anchor of the soul. What's the hope there? The oath of promise. The oath of promise. The oath of promise. The word of promise that comes to you, that comes alive in your spirit from the word of God concerning the change that you desire. Listen, the kingdom of God operates by the seed principle. That's what Jesus said. He said, to what shall I liken the kingdom? It's like unto a man who took seed and went to cast it in the ground. He went to sleep. He said, the ground of itself brought forth fruit. He knew not how. First, the blade. the ear and the full corn. Then he put it in the sickle and he brought the harvest. That means the beginning of everything desired in the kingdom is the seed of the word. And the seed is the word. You want to prosper, it starts with the seed of the word of prosperity. A believer needs healing in his body, it starts with the seed. You want to live a healthy life, it starts with the seed of the word. Are we together? You want a particular level in career, it starts with the seed of the word. And that is what we call the oath of promise. So if that oath of promise is there, I mean, it's not there, people can pray. In fact, people can do fasting and prayer. Fasting and prayer doesn't change God. According to the scriptures, you will take with you words and turn to the Lord. That's that oath of promise. Hosea says, he said, take with you words and turn to the Lord. So don't have empty prayers. Every time you are praying about something, let the oath of promise weigh on your soul. Let it be strong. Let it be clear. This is the word of the Lord concerning this situation. And that's what you are using to pray. Are we together? Number five. What's number five? Reason for delay. Demonic manipulations. That is so real. That is so real. You know, somebody say, I don't disturb Satan. It doesn't disturb me. You just lied. Or you've been lied to. You know, in this life, I don't, but all this warfare they are talking about. If you are not looking for trouble, trouble will not look for you. You're raw. Trouble has looked for you already. Trouble has looked for you already. Satan has a ministry. He said the thief cometh not. That means he does not appear except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So he has an assignment to hinder you. Amen. He doesn't do it directly. He's not everywhere. He's not omnipresent. He's localized. So the challenge you are facing is not coming from Satan. You have not reached the place where you face Satan yet. When you grow and you start taking territories, then he comes. You understand? I can assure you, many of you, Satan doesn't know your name. Amen. It's the demons that know your name. Amen. Do you understand? That's not to embarrass anybody. With all due respect, he doesn't know you. It just operates by demonic network. In fact, you have Satan, you have spiritual wickedness in high places. In fact, some theologians tell us that those were the fallen angels who fell with Satan at high angelic cater, who were too proud for their feet to touch the earth. So they remain in the cosmic realm. Are you here? Then the rulers of the darkness of this world, those who run things in nations and territories. When you hear of the prince of Persia, when you hear of demonic princes of territories, those are the rulers of the darkness of this world. Those are the ones that sponsor ideologies. They craft Luciferian dogmas and set them into systems, education, media. When they are doing moving and they put gays in inside, they are sponsored by the rulers of the darkness of this world. Are we together? To make you comfortable with the things you shouldn't be comfortable with. Now, it's normal for people to cohabit, man and woman, in movies. They are not married yet. The first day they went out, they kissed and had sex, and they are living together. You are proposing to someone you are living together with. For 5 years. She has two children for you. You just proposed. I said, will you marry me? And now it's becoming normal. There are spirits that sponsor it. Listen, I told you that ideologies are important to God, and they're also important to Satan. Until he generates demonic dogmas, concepts, concepts, knowledge, way of doing things, to frame mindsets, to construct ideologies, he cannot really truly rule over territories. So the job of that level, those spiritual wickedness, we call them rulers of the darkness of this world, is to formulate those things and then they send them to their foot soldiers to implement. So those are the powers, the principalities and all that. Are we together? How did I get here? I was talking about warfare. So there's no such thing as, I don't disturb the devil, he doesn't disturb me. He has a system set to hinder you. And from time to time, they will show their ugly heads. Because by nature, they are rebels. Rebel means there is law, but they deliberately break the laws. Are you here? So what do? Warfare. Sometimes the delays, the hindrances are caused by demonic interferences, demonic impedance, demonic manipulations. What do? Warfare. Warfare. And sometimes the warfare is in the direction of deception. Sometimes the warfare is just direct causing them to get their hands off your wall. Sometimes the warfare is in the blindness that they cause. Are you understand what I'm saying? A dear man of God gave this very interesting story. He says, at a point, he knew for his level, the money that should be coming to his hand wasn't what was coming. It was even Dr. Paul Enenche, yes. The money that was coming to his hand. Some people are not afraid of. He had this staff that was working with him. Okay. So he said, Lord, what's happening? Why is my finances like this? It's not possible. I practice the things. And God told him to block his holes. God said something to him, and then he prayed a prayer. He couldn't believe, is anybody stealing my money? You know, he's a dangerous man. He prayed one prayer. The guy ran in the night. He couldn't sleep. There was fire all over his body. He says, sir, that he has been carrying, you know, he trusts the guy. When they give him seed, he gives him his checks and all that. He's been taking care of himself. Eating is man of God's money. Hey, he's not afraid. He's not afraid. He never read of Gehazi in the Bible. He doesn't know that the anointing has the other side. Judgment fell on that guy. He entered affliction, confessed, and sent him out of the place. Praise God. Hallelujah. So demonic interference is right. That guy was demonically motivated. Amen. Number six, you said what? Disobedience and laziness. Put them together. Disobedience and laziness. The Bible says when you know what to do and you are not doing it, it is a sin. Amen. So laziness is not an excuse. I told you something. I said laziness is something that both God and Satan agree that they don't need. That means a lazy man, a lazy woman is useless even to Satan. So you can't say, well, if God is not doing well for me, I'll cross over to the other side. It won't even work. A lot of hard work is required there. Amen. Across the river, a lot of hard work is required. Praise God. So he's not. And disobedience, we talked about that. Number seven, God's timing versus lack of capacity to handle what you are asking for. Okay, you got that right? All right, so let's get into today's work. What to do when there is no change as yet? Pay attention to your focus, number one. Pay attention to your focus. Your focus. What is your focus? Your focus is your point of concentration per time. Amen. Listen, life is a battle of focus. And this is what separates the boys from the men. Everyone on earth requires a time space for the manifestations of the things they desire. Even after you have fulfilled the seven things I've listed, have it together. There will always be that time interval, that time thing, that waiting, that need for persistence, that need for perseverance, that need for consistency. There will always be a requirement for these things. Time will have to pass for the full manifestations of the things you prayed for, the things God told you about, the things you dreamed about. Time will pass. So after you have even done everything, time is important. So as you wait, as you are crying, Lord, why has this thing not happened? What are you to do? You pay attention to your point of concentration per time. What is your focus? Pay attention to your focus. Your focus is the center of activity and attention. That means what gets your attention while you are waiting for manifestation. This is where you fight distractions. Because focus is the cure for distraction. What Mike Murdock who says that the reason for failure is broken focus. That's the reason for failure. That's the reason for met expectations, especially when you have done the other things you are supposed to do. Like the scripture will say, having done all to stand, stand. Do you understand? Having done everything, focus. Pay attention to your focus. Pay attention to the things you should focus on. Pay attention to the things that should get your attention. Hope you got that. Life is a battle of focus. So the problem is not the so-called delay or what your eyes are on, not coming on as expected or as desired. Remember in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 18 that we read. Put it up. You know, Jesus says, your eyes must be one so that your body can be full of light. One of the meaning of that is focus. That focus with the tenacity of a bulldog. That, have you seen a bulldog pursuing a prey? There's no distraction. The nearby bone cannot distract him. Distract it. Amen. Focus. There's this job I want to get, 50 million. And it means the next phase for you. For some, it could be 200 million. It means the next phase for you. You have tried and tried. You know it's in your heart. You know it belongs to you. You know that's the next level. That's what to get. It has not come yet. What are you supposed to do? Pay attention to your focus. Don't get distracted. Don't get distracted. Why has the situation in my family not changed? We have been fasting and praying for 5 years now. Mama is not healed. We've been praying and fasting for 5 years now. It's as though the financial situation has not changed. Pay attention to what the Bible says you should pay attention to. Look at this. Remember verse 17 says, our light affliction, which is but for a moment, will produce an eternal weight of glory. And it gives us the condition, which is to focus on the invisible. Look at it. He said, while we look not at the things which are seen. That is giving you something to focus on. Did you see that? While we look not at the things which are seen. That means for the light affliction to work out an eternal weight of glory, the focus must be right. If you focus on the affliction, it will not produce the eternal weight of glory. So he gives you what to focus on. If you focus on the delay, if you focus on the change that has not happened yet, if you focus on what has not changed, you focus on what you're going through, you focus and thank God you are going through it. Glory to God, you are not staying in it. If you focus on the things happening around that you don't want, it won't flip. That's what he's saying. So he gives us what to focus on. He said, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. So he's telling you, focus on the invisible. Ma'am, the light affliction can be seen. Don't look at it. Hi. You are not pregnant yet. It can be seen. Don't look at it. Oh, glory to God. It looks as though everybody, God told you that job is yours. And they said the last list has come out. There's no other list except your leg is long. And I've told you before, you have the longest leg. He extends from heaven to earth. He can't be longer. He can't get longer than that. You don't focus on the evidence of the senses. You say, by stripes you are healed. And you are confessing those words. Maybe hands were even laid on you. And then you are still feeling the symptoms. And the symptoms are raging so hard. They are raging so crazily. What should you focus on? Not on the symptoms. He said, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. What does it mean? The things which are seen are subject to change. The things which are seen can be manipulated. They are manipulatable. But the things which are not seen are eternal. The temporal will always bow to eternal. Oh, I say that again. The temporal will always bow to the eternal. The temporal will always bow to the eternal. God has told you that wealth and riches shall be in your house and your bank account is empty. What I'm saying is that empty bank account will bow to the word that says your house shall be filled with wealth and riches. The problem is the focus. What are you looking at? The bank account or the word that says your house shall be full of wealth and riches? The symptoms are wretched in the body. That is temporal. It's subject to change. He must bow to the word that says himself took our infirmity and bore our sicknesses. By his stripes you were healed. He said the spirit of him that raised Jesus dwells in you. He that raised Christ from the dead shall also vitalize your physical body by the same spirit that dwells in you. That is eternal. The symptom is temporal. The symptom is temporal. God says, I've given you this institution. And you go there trying to make a mark. And you are so despised that tears are almost coming out of your eyes. Does it make any difference? What should be your focus? What God has said. What God has said. The invisible. The eternal. The word of God is eternal. The love of God is eternal. He's saying when there's no change as yet, focus on the eternal. That's the first thing. Focus on the eternal. Focus on the invisible force of God's word. Let it be your focus. Let it be your focus. Romans chapter 4, verse 18 to 21. Put it up. Focus on the invisible force of God's word. And I'll show you how to focus on this. This is very important. Listen, this is how men are made in the kingdom. This is, and by men, of course, I'm talking generically. This is how people are made in the kingdom. Your ability to deny the sensory, negative sensory evidence and to focus on that which is eternal in the face of contradictions. It will make a man out of you spiritually. Your ability, your determination, your discipline to be able to focus on the eternal despite what is happening around that is not pleasant. But you are maintaining your gaze. You are not shifting your focus. This is what God has said and this is what I believe. It will make a man out of you. It will make a man out of you. Your ability to believe in hope against hope. Put Romans 4 for me. He said, Abraham believed. He said, who against hope believed in hope? Who against hope believe in hope? That means the situation is hopeless, but you are still hoping. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Who does that? Spiritual man. Are you here? Who against hope believed in hope? Who against hope believed in hope? Simply put, this is hopeless, but I'm hoping. Yes, why? God has shown me another picture. Because against hope, believing in hope had a reference point. It had a foundation. God said something to him. God gave him a picture. You remember Genesis 15? He said, come out of your tent. Look to the sky. He has seen the pictures. So the deadness of his wife's womb and his body being dead made no difference. He has seen the picture. Because hope is the picture of a prophet future. That's what hope is. So he said, earthly hope. Meaning there's a picture that I'm seeing with my physical eyes. And that picture says, I am 95. My wife is 85. I am 99. My wife is 89. She has never been pregnant. That is menopause times two. Oh, did you get that? That is the earthly hope. That is the earthly picture. But there was another hope. Abraham, I have made you a father of many nations. Verse 17 says, before God whom he believed, who quickeneth the dead and calleth, even God who quickens the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. God refers to your future as history. That means the things that are yet to manifest with God, they are history. Oh God Almighty, I wish I had a more participating church. that thing you are believing God for. It could be money, marriage, a child, a family, a new level of the anointed, whatever it is. The thing that God has shown you, I don't care what it is. It could be even healing for a loved one, salvation for a loved one. To you on the earth, the picture looks like, well, this is going to happen. This may happen. With God, it is history. With God, it has happened. Because God quickens the dead. And he calls those things that be not as though they were. That means that is a God of faith. That's what faith does. Faith calls those things that be not as though they were. Because they actually exist in the invisible realm. That's what he's saying. While we look not at the things which are seen. Lebakeya bakaya. Ah, lebaka. Can you be in a difficult situation and stand before your mirror and be rejoicing? And what you have is the word that the Lord has given to you. You are rejoicing. You are dancing. You are declaring it. The Lord has made me the father of many nations. The Lord has made me the head of the heathen. Ooh, strangers shall serve me. Strangers shall hear my voice and obey. He has made me a mother of nations. Glory to God. That's what he's saying. So we are supernatural people. We don't just live by what we see. If you live by what you see, you say you will die. You are trying to have fellowship with death. The eternal will always subdue the temporal. Always. So pay attention to your focus. When there is no change as yet, you're a pastor. God said, I've given you the whole city. And when you call for a meeting, only 5 people show up. What are you going to do? Focus on the invisible. Can you see the people coming? Oh, he said, lift up now your eyes and see. Your sons and your daughters, they come, palaya. They come, they come, they come, they come, they come. Your daughters are nurses by your side. They come. He said, lift up your eyes and see. That's the prophet talking. What kind of scene? Prophetic scene. What kind of scene? You are an evangelist. And the first time you went for crusade, it was as though you were a joker. You know, when you stood there, only 3 people, 4 people, 15 people, after spending money to do a crusade in that area, what are you going to do? Let the eternal swallow the temporal. Focus. Focus on the invisible force of God's word. Oh, Romans 4. We have to read that scripture. Romans 4, 18 to 21. It's a who against hope believes in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken. That means that hope came from what was spoken. From what was spoken. Listen, I've told you, you must treat spiritual things as tangible assets. That means the words spoken over you are tangible assets. They are assets. They are assets. La penasaya. Do you know what assets are? That means they have value. You can trade with them. You see, when Jacob got the blessing upon his life and he was afraid of his brother, he left Isaac's house with nothing but those words upon his head. Who became a mightier nation? The one who left with nothing. He left the physical inheritance for Esau. But he left you the blessing. Intangibles. But tangible asset. He left you the word spoken over him. When Isaac looked at him and said, behold, the smell of my son is like the smell of the field which the Lord has blessed. He said, therefore the Lord give you of the dew of heaven, of the fatness of the earth. Have plenty of corn and of wine. Let people serve you. Let nations bow before you. Kalabaya. When he spoke those words under the anointing, those words began to hang. They became like an asset. Asset. That's that invisible. It wasn't important what he faced. He met his Kama postgraduate. 419 postgraduate. He made no difference. God preserved him. And at the end, God transferred the wealth of Laban to him. Are you joking with God's word? That is what you have to trade with. Don't have faith in anything your eyes can see. Your faith should be in the invisible realm that has the power to produce the visible. This is why we train you in the things of the spirit. That's why you should never be attached to physical things. I've told you before, for me, cars are toys. That's why I can give my car out, sell this one, come and take it. Aya. You have to give what you can lose so you can keep what you cannot lose. Have your eyes on the tunnel. Have your eyes on the tunnel. Ah! Have your eyes on the tunnel. On the tunnel. So we are discussing the hair. So we'll buy like 2 acres of land. We'll put this here. We'll put this here. Let's say, so how much do you have in your account? What's your balance? So maybe 45,000. Like, ah. And you are talking like this. Say, I have an oath of promise. I have an oath of promise. That oath of promise is more dependable than money in the bank. Oh. Listen, faith in your heart is more dependable than millions in a bank account. He said, while we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. So how did he become the father of many nations? According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Can you imagine? God may say, this is how your seed is going to be. And give him a description. And Abraham believed. And then against hope. You hoped. Asimatola barata. They say there is no fallopian tube. Say, I'll use Galatian tube. I use Galatian tube. He said that Christ is the end of the law to everyone who believe. He said it was made curse for us. Yes. For it is written, curse is every man that hang on a tree. That the blessing of Abraham, don't you understand? That's the Galatian tube. That the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through faith. That we may receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. We trade with the invisible. We trade with the invisible. That means that business, that company, all you have is not all your eyes can see. So you learn to see that to calculate your intangible assets. Your invisible assets. So you now treat them as tangible assets, even though they are invisible. So what do I have? I have the ability to rejoice. And Dr. Kari said rejoicing is a capital. It can increase the productivity of labor. You write it. Rejoicing is a capital. When you inject it into any business, it will increase the productivity of labor. You count your invisible assets. I can speak in tongues. Do you know what 3 hours of tongues means? Calling that company and speaking in tongues for 3 hours. Aya patosa. I'm increasing the value in the sight of the client. That's invisible asset. Why we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. So you are calling it, what's the name of that company again? The legal company. Okay, Genius what? Genus Legals. And then you like Genus Legals. Liga Bruskepa. Surama Pena Sustepa. Luzi Saprenila Tusa. All that you need, you have. Sepenatilas Uleta. Shepre Genus Legal. Lesuna Etata. Sepri Tato Sepata. The Lord has given you wings to fly. In the name of Jesus, Lika Pematelita Suleta, Zepri Ata, Toletis Kepa, you are taking cities, you are taking nations. In the name of Jesus, you are kings among nobles. That means everywhere legal consuls are mentioned, you are a king among them. What are you doing? You are trading with invisible resources as tangible assets. This is how believers were designed to live. Oh, you want to live by Japanese calculator? You'll be stuck. Oh. As a Christian, you want to live by Japanese calculator? You'll be stuck. It will take you 1,000 years to fulfill your destiny. Japanese calculator. The government has no plans for you. Listen, Earth has... You have to create your own plan from heaven and impose it on the earth. You didn't hear me? I said you create your own plan from heaven and impose it on the earth. That means you demand the monies that you need and tell them to come. Are you here? Why we look not at the things which are seen? So Abraham believed God based on what was spoken. He says, and be not weak in faith. He considered not his own body now dead. We're talking about focusing on the invisible force of God's world. paying attention to your focus when there's no change as yet. Here he was, 95, 96, 97, 98-year-old man. He had been working with God now for 20 years, and his wife had not conceived. And God gave him a promise that there will be a seed from Sarah, and that is the seed that I will bless. And there was no change as yet. What did he do? He believed. He focused on what was spoken. He put the picture before him. It changed the natural picture that his physical eyes could see. Some of you need to have vision board. If you've been to my office, you can see vision board. Doesn't mean I have more somewhere else. You see, vision board. Put the pictures there. Put the pictures. Write the name. Put it there. If you have pictures to help, put it there. Put it there. Mukabalatosa. According to the word of the Lord concerning you. You put it there. Some of you, God told you are going to do masters in Canada. There is no human way that can happen. You know. I know. Are you going to give it up? No. You look at the invisible. Some of you, God told you, you go to Ivy League school as part of your pathway of destiny for the things you have, you do. And be not weak in faith. He considered not his own body. Now, are you seeing now? So, what was the focus? There was a body that was dead. He said he considered it not. That means he did not focus on the body that is dead. He did not focus on the body that is dead. Guy, let's do this. I said, my account is empty. You are considering the body that is dead. At least let your immediate response be money I have. Money I have. Depends on the background you're coming from. Fight that thing. I was talking to someone, I was canceling someone, I can't remember who it was. I said, fight the images that your background has put on your mind. Fight it with everything you have. Fight it. Fight it and break out. And completely recalibrate your mind to support where God is taking you to. Are we together? Completely. Some of you, when I mention flying, it's like your heart will cut. As though those are, how much does it take to fly? What do you need to do? Gather money and fly once. Fly to Lagos, rent a hotel for one day, fly back the next day. Are you blessed? I'm serious. So just for this flying thing, we are flying today. Pastor, I'm traveling. I'll go on Friday, come back on Saturday. That could be someone's there. For some, it's flying. When they mention flying to Dubai or flying to UK, it's as though, what? How much is flight ticket? They say, 500,000. I say, that money can buy a cow. Keep quiet. Expose your mind. Expose your mind. Who again so believes in hope? He said, he did not consider his body now dead, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. Are you here? When he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Lebakaya. The world is my parish. It doesn't matter what I see now. God has given me a voice that must be heard in the nations of the earth. He has put an anointing upon me. La Capaya. Liba Copre. I wrote in my journal. I say, to not spread heaven across the nations of... No, that's where I wrote it. I said, not to set the nations on the fire of God's revival is to have wasted my life. And I will not waste my life. I mean, I can't stop in just on Nigeria. It's not possible. Kai, Kilude, it's not possible. It cannot happen. It can't happen. It can't happen. You will subdue nations, cities with this gospel in the name of the Lord Jesus. Like a rushing mighty wind. We will break upon cities and nations with the word of the Lord and the anointing of God's Spirit. Yes, like a rushing mighty wind. We will rush the nations with the gospel. Oh, we will rush them. Will you watch out? You watch out. You go to UK, you see us. You go to North America, you see us. You go to Asia, you see us. South America, everywhere. Proclaiming this everlasting gospel with signs and wonders following. Lepatosaya. Taking cities and nations by the power of the Holy Ghost. He says, it's not by might, it's not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Giving glory to God. Giving glory to God. Are you here? Giving glory to God. Giving glory to God. How do you focus on the visible force of the word? Put the word always before you. Always. That means whether you're going through challenging time or expecting a new season, it's not time to waste time. Did you get that construction? It's not time to waste time. That means you are deliberate about what is before you. Oh, the psalmist said, I've set the Lord always before me. He says, my son, attend to my word. Attend to my word. That means give attention to my word. Incline your ears to my saying. Put them before your face. Keep them before your eyes. Messages are playing. Books are being read. Documentaries are being watched. Amen. Are you here? Biographies are being read. Worship is playing somewhere. Setting the Lord always before you. It's always. It will help your focus. In fact, that's how to focus. So you may consider, look at me. I'm 32 now. And what have I done with my life? You know, when you're asking this question, your focus is wrong. What have I done? I've not done this one. And then depression is coming. Look at my life. I'm 30 years old. I've not even finished school. Nobody has married me. I cannot even boast of 100,000 naira in my account as I am. I can't boast. Wrong focus. Yeah. Wrong focus. Lebakaya. You will not stagger the promise of God through unbelief. You will give glory to God when your focus is right. He said, he considered not his body, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. But he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Giving glory to God. So put the word before you. Put it in your ears. Make the word of God the Lord of your ears. When there is no change as yet, make the word the Lord of your ears. When there is no change as yet, make the word the Lord of your ears. When there is no change as yet, make the word the Lord of your ears. When there is no change as yet, make the word the Lord of your ears. Yes. Are you here? When there's no change as yet, speak the word to yourself frequently. This is how to focus on the invisible force of the word. Or say it to yourself. You have to learn how to preach yourself a sermon. David did it. He said, my soul, don't be downcast. Preach yourself a nice sermon. Talk to yourself. Of course, the word of God, we call it confession. You speak to yourself. That's how to put your mind on the Lord when there's no change as yet. Why do we have people getting depressed, committing suicide? I've told you, anytime there's depression, what you check is, what have I been hearing? What have I been hearing? Depression doesn't just show up. No, there has to be a window. What have I been hearing? Who has been the Lord of my ears? The second thing, what have I been saying? Because your mind responds to your world. It responds to your world. Depressed, what have you been saying? You can't be saying, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Oh, I have joy like a river. Joy like a river. Joy like a river in my soul. You remember that song? In my soul. Oh, my soul, don't be downcast. The Lord is your helper. The Lord is your helper. Have you not read it? Have you not seen it in scriptures? You are talking to yourself. That the Lord is my very present help in time of need. He's your helper. And he does not delay. thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. My soul is filled with joy. Lord, you are my soul's celebration. How can I forget the miracles of your kindness? And then you begin to think how God delivered you in secondary school from death. You begin to think how you got born again. How God took you from the path of death to the path of life. You are talking to yourself. Oh, you say, oh, my soul, remember what the Lord did in 2010. Have you forgotten so soon? Have you forgotten so soon? Talk to yourself. Preach yourself a sermon. Put the word on your mouth. It will redirect your mind to focus on the visible force of the word. When there's no change as yet, is you and the word. You see, you can have overdose of the word. That is something you are permitted to be addicted to. It's an accredited, approved addiction. You can't have it overdose. No. Morning, noon, and night. Jepetola baratos. Word everywhere. You are reading, you are hearing, you are talking it, you are meditating it. Word everywhere. When you come out, you want to tear a lion. When you come out, your eyes are red. Red with the wine of the word. Glory! Red! Listen. When there is no change as yet, don't give your mind time to think. Saturate it with the word. That means even when you are sleeping, word is playing. Word is playing. Because when you are sleeping, your spirit doesn't sleep. Is there in Songs of Solomon? Your spirit is awake. Your spirit is awake. Your spirit is awake. Less sober tire. You put the Lord always before you. You make the word the Lord of your ears. You are here morning, noon, and night. Morning, noon, and night. You are speaking to yourself in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your heart. Ayakabalato. It doesn't matter what you went through. That's what I'm telling you. The problem is not what happened to you. No. The problem is your skill. What next do I do? That's the problem. And that's what I'm teaching you. When there is no change as yet, you pay attention to your focus. You focus on the invisible force of God's word. He said, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. The things which are not seen are eternal. You concentrate on the eternal. You concentrate on the eternal. Lepataka putasa. You concentrate on the eternal. That's your focus. Look at Abraham. Kelebrunda sushta. You speak to yourself. You talk to yourself. You preach yourself some good sermon. You know, Kenneth Copeland preached a message many years ago. He said, you are the prophet of your life. If I've not listened to that message, go and look. It's an old message. Go and look for it and listen to it. Maybe I'll preach our own version. You are the prophet of your life. You are the prophet of your life. That means primarily, you should be the greatest investor in your life as far as the speakings of word is concerned. Be the greatest investor. Your pastor can invest words, prophetic words on you. There's a place for that. But be the highest investor. Have the highest shares of the positive anointing was spoken into your life. Speak it. Soul, you cannot be downcast. Oh, in this life, I can never be misled. I will never be deceived. It's not possible. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the hand of the Lord is upon me. I am the man that the Lord has helped. I am the lady that the Lord has helped. Oh, lady helped by her Lord. Leba taya sema tuleba. Liga bora batong zeliba. Oh, can't you see that the nations are open to you? Can't you see that the sectors are open to you? Can't you see that the wealth of the nations are coming to you? Can't you see that the treasures of darkness are converted to you? Can't you see that the hidden riches of secret places are yours? Can't you see? Makapato sebalota. Hondali kapo. I refuse to pawn down the things that I see. I focus on the invisible. Leponda sika palataya. Jalika pronda sustepana. Lusa sepranola sepatana. Zalian tokopata. Liga pronda susta. Liga, this is how you feed your soul in times of adversity, in preparing for a new season. This is how you align your mind to what the Lord is set to do. Yeah, this is how. This is how. This is how. This is the way. This is the wisdom of God. This is the wisdom of God. Lika pato. Shepreko patosa. Mantapa batonda susta. Shaliga pronda. Liga pronda susta. Oh, I keep the word in the midst of my heart. It does not depart from my eyes. He says it is life to those who find it and medicine to all their flesh. The word of God is life to me. He is my life. It is medicine to me. Oh, glory to God. The word is my life. The word is medicine to me. Speak in tongues and speak words. Speak in tongues and speak words. Leso prakto kepa, lika ponda susta, entola pronda, en shekopra. Oh, you are breaking into that thing that the Lord has shown you. You are having your children. Hilako prektos kapaya. You are taking that sector in the name of Jesus. Selianda kapa, shekom prektoska, liga pronda sasta. Sori patonda, shaligo prendas. Woo! Mela tapa, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater is he, greater, 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 greater. Shapatonda, lika pronda, saliga pronda, liga ponda. Kings are entreated my favor. Oh, I arise shining. I arise shining. I arise shining. I arise shining. For my light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon me. I don't care about the darkness. For me, the glory is within. The glory is upon. Yes, yes, yes. And nations are coming to my light. Nations, nations. Leba, keba, tama, tosa. Nations, nations are coming to my light. Kings to the brightness of my rising. Kings, apela, shepetolaba. Kings to the brightness of my rising. Oh, I'm the man that the Lord has helped. I'm not helpless. No, we are not helpless. Jesus did not leave a helpless church. No! Jesus did not leave a helpless church. He says, I will not leave you helpless. I will not leave you helpless. I will come to you. La pena pana. Shalakom brakoska. Kinda. Oh, and he came. He came. Yes. He came. He came in the person of the Holy Spirit. He came in the person of the Holy Spirit. He came. Yes, he did. He came. Maka patosi lakonda. Malakom brektosa. Yelabara pata. Yelabara de. Yelabara na pre. Iyo koko. Yelabalo. Iyo koko. Iyaro bena na no na no. Ia roba na no samane. Ia kaya no ya mana no kaya. Oh, Christ in me, Christ in me, Christ in me, Christ in me. The hope of glory, the hope of the nations. Christ in me, Christ in me, Christ in every fiber of my being. Christ in my blood, Christ in my body, Christ in my mind. Christ in my spirit. Ematena, Seliga Brona, Shala Combrectos, Shapelato. Oh, the gates of nations are open to me. The gates are flung open. Their walls are tall. I'm unstoppable. I'm irresistible. Lepatolaba. Yes, kings are coming to the brightness of my rising. The city is taken. The city is taken. The city is taken. The city is taken. Cities are taken. Cities. We see cities taken. We see lands, nations subdued before us. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I feel the anointing of God's Spirit so strong here. Are you sensing what I'm sensing? Shaba kapato le moraba. Liga bunda sista. Shaliga brunda sista. We are merchants of the world. Do you understand? We trade with the world. He said, those who go in ships, labakapa, and do business in deep waters. He said, these ones that see the wonders of our God in the deep. Deep waters. Water symbolizes the word. We do business in deep waters. That means the deeper regions of the world. That's what's happening tonight. That's why you are feeling the anointing you are feeling. This is called deep waters. Father, we thank you. Can I have the communion? Can I have those serving the communion? Aye. Meko balataya. Shepetunda kiba. Soro badilasa. Luza frimatona sabatana. Jaliga bronda kapronda. Zaligo prenno sostapa. Zolia tama tenos kapa. Give me Amos chapter 9, verse 13, message translation. As we break bread, this is where our eyes are. Message translation. All of you can see it, right? Read it for me. He said, yes, indeed. Hey, come on. Glory zone. Can we read like we're not God's uncles and aunties? Can you read with excitement? I know you are sensing the anointing. That's a more reason you should read it out loud, boldly, and confidently. As we take the communion, this is where I want your mind to be. One, to go. Hey. Blessings. Blessings. Like wine pouring off the mountains. Glory. Oh, glory. Everywhere I turn, blessings. Everywhere I turn, blessings. Everywhere I turn, blessings. Everywhere I turn, blessings. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we thank you. The captain of our salvation. We thank you. Thank you for your body broken for us. Our perfect ransom. Our perfect sacrifice. Our perfect Passover. And thank you, Lord. Lord, we stand here, we partake of this blood and of this body broken for us. We declare that we are more than conquerors. We declare that we are victorious. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we declare that the words we have read in scriptures, in this scripture of truth, we step into the manifestation of these words because of this blood and this body broken for us. In the name of Jesus, everywhere we turn, blessings. Blessings like wine pouring off the mountains and the hills. In this month of multiplied grace and ease, everywhere we turn, blessings. Blessings like wine pouring off the mountains and the hills. In the name of Jesus, everywhere we turn, blessings. Blessings like wine pouring off the mountains and the hills. Father, we thank you. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Oh Lord, I partake. I see miracles, signs and wonders, oh God, in your glory, in your power. I see miracles, signs and wonders, so Lord.
Such an anointing here tonight. Just lift your hands. Your heart desires are granted in the name of the Lord Jesus. Yes, as we have read, so shall it be in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Everywhere you turn, blessings. Blessings. Like wine pouring off the mountains and the hills. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The grace to focus on the invisible, the grace to focus on the eternal, the grace to focus on that which eyes cannot see. I release it upon you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Give the Lord a shout. Can we rejoice? Can we rejoice in 1 minute? Hey!
We believe the Word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.